How did Pilate get there? He's the fifth Roman governor, procurator, and he was appointed to his post in Judea by a guy named Sejanus. Now, most of us have never heard of Sejanus, but he was a very powerful influence in the Roman Empire. As Sejanus grew up, his father was head of the Praetorian Guard in Rome. That's the elite military division, if you will, that's charged with protecting the emperor. But Sejanus followed his father in terms of leadership and oversight for the Praetorian Guard, and he converted them also into a political reality with the Roman Senate, as well as having profound influence in the empire. When Augustus died, Tiberius, at age 56, took over as the emperor. He did not want to be emperor. He hated administration. And so he allowed Sejanus to have more and more influence in the Roman Empire. After a while, Sejanus says, I'm out of here. He gets out of Rome. He goes down to the Isle of Capri.
You mean Tiberius. Tiberius got out of Rome.
Right? Yes, I'm sorry. Tiberius goes to Villa Jofa on the top of the mountain there on Capri, down just south of Naples, and let Sejanus basically run the Roman Empire de facto. So Sejanus has appointed Pilate to his governance position in Judea. Sejanus is a known anti-Semite, virulent anti-Semite. So Pilate's got no issue expressing anti-Semite actions in words, because he knows he'll get backed up by Sejanus. Well, 6 months before Passion Week in Jerusalem, Sejanus is executed by Tiberius because his sister-in-law, who lives in Rome, this is Tiberius' sister-in-law, got wind of what she thought was a coup, where Sejanus was actually going to take over directly now the empire and become emperor, wrote a letter to Tiberius, who set a trap for Sejanus and executed him 6 months before Jesus is crucified. As part of this process, he sends out a writ all throughout the Roman Empire. Whenever you get a whiff of sedition, stamp it out immediately. All right, that's a backdrop to what's going on Passion Week. So now, when the Jewish establishment decides that they just got to get rid of Jesus, they come to realize that blasphemy, which is their issue with Jesus, means nothing to Pilate. I mean, Rome is polytheistic, so what's another god? It's just not a big deal. But they also know that Tiberius has set out this edict about sedition, and so they change their charge that they bring to Pilate, and they say, this man has committed sedition, because they know that Pilate will have to deal with it, and they know he will have to try to crush it out immediately. Isn't that a fascinating backdrop to what's going on?
It helps explain a lot of things.